Now these 18 verses can be divided into four parts. The first part consists of the first three verses. The second part consists of the next four verses, that is 4, 5, 6 and 7. The third part consists of the next five verses, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 and 14. Six verses. Seven. And the last fourth part consists of 15, 16, 17 and 18. Four verses. The first part deals with the science and art of life. This is something which is appropriate to every individual because we are all living and we need to know scientifically what life is and what is the art of living. So science and art of living is the subject matter of the first three verses. How to live. How to live depends upon what is life itself. Now in short substance, these three verses tell us that life consists of concentric circles of movement. Jagatyam jagat. That is to say, every little portion of life that you may be touching is a kind of a circle. And that circle is a part of a bigger circle. And that bigger circle is a part of a greater circle. And that is a part of a greater circle. And unending. But all these concentric movements are inhibited by the Lord. There is the Lord of existence whom we don't see physically, and in fact about whom constant questioning is raised. Does God exist? This is the one supreme question which is being asked all the time throughout history. And this Upanishad declares that God exists, not only that He exists, but He inhabits every part of this universe. Not only that He inhabits all the parts of the universe, but He is Isha, He is Himself the master of it. He is the Lord of it. Therefore, everything belongs to Him. Now, this is the basic first statement. This is what is called premise. The first statement from which a conclusion can be derived is the first premise. Now, if that is so, then the art of life flows from it. That while living in the world, you must not covet what belongs to the other. You must not desire to possess for yourself what belongs to the Lord Himself. Since everything belongs to the Lord, you should not try to possess for yourself. So whenever there is a movement towards possessing something, our normal tendency is that we want to make it our own. Whatever is around us, whatever objects we see, our natural tendency is to possess it for ourselves. Now, Isha Upanishad says that since everything belongs to God and God is present in everything, even if you try to possess it for yourself, you will not succeed in doing so. It really belongs to Him. What you can do is that you can only enjoy whatever exists around you, and in fact everything in the world, and that you should not debar yourself from. But there is a condition for it. You admit that all this belongs to Lord and renounce all this to the Lord. And the moment you renounce it to the Lord, in this very act of renunciation, you will gain the capacity of enjoying all that is around you. So let us read the first verse. All this is for habitation by the Lord. Whatsoever is individual, universal movement, in the universal motion, I spoke of concentric motion, to speak of universal motion, which is a part of a larger universal motion. So whatsoever is individual universe of movement in the universal motion, by that renounced, thou shouldst enjoy. Lust not after any man's possession. Right? This is all that it says, very simple. Now, psychologically, there is one difficulty which arises whenever we want to renounce something or we attain to renunciation. When we give up something, then we tend to become inactive. We, as it were, act only for possession, for trying to possess. This is our normal psychology. Whatever action we do, we act for attaining possession. Acquisition, possession, enjoyment, relationship. These are our normal tendencies of action. Why we act? To acquire, to possess, to enjoy, to relate. And the moment you are told that you are not to possess, but you are to renounce, then we normally tend to remain inactive. That is why a wrong idea has arisen in many cultures, including India, that renunciation is the best thing to do, therefore be inactive. Give up your responsibilities. Come out of this mess of life. Go to Himalayas. Meditate. And do nothing at all. Attain to a state where you don't need to do anything at all, or do the most minimum things just to preserve your body. And as soon as possible, you strive to come out of the body. This is the kind of philosophy which has arisen wrongly. It is to prevent this kind of misunderstanding that the Upanishad tells us that you should not give up works. Renunciation does not mean that you should give up works. On the contrary, by doing works here itself, in this world itself, you should even wish to live for 100 years. That means you should go on living as long as you can. This is the only path, it says very clearly, this is the only path. If you give up the path of action, then there will be a great difficulty for you. And then it adds one important line, that when you do action, do not be afraid that you will get stuck to possession. There is an art of acting. There is a way of acting by which even if you do action, you will not become attached to the possessions. You will not become stuck to any kind of limitations, which normally happens. Normally all our actions create reactions and lead you to further actions. And only in that kind of a circle we go on acting and reacting. But there is an art of life which arises out of renunciation, as a result of which even if you act, you remain free.